All right, welcome to the second module of the Mobile DevOps recordings. In this module, we have continuous integration using Visual Studio Team Services for cross-platform mobile apps. I'm Thiago Almeida. I'm a senior software engineer and technology evangelist here at Microsoft, and I'll be taking you through both the demos and just a couple of slides at the beginning. So there's quite a few things that you need to consider when you are talking about continuous integration and delivery solutions for mobile apps. The tools from Microsoft that allow you, that one of them is Visual Studio Team Services and TFS. TFS for on-premises, VSTS is the hosted version of that, and Hockey App. So you need to start thinking about how to automate and orchestrate the builds, unit testing, and the release process, and that's where Visual Studio Team Services can work, and that's what we're going to see in this module. And then smooth deployment and beta testing of mobile applications, and that's going to happen in module 3. We're going to use Hockey App for that. And then finally, gathering feedback from users, whether they want it or not, will come also from Hockey App. And if you have your team solution or your team services project in VSTS or TFS, then you can also get the data back from Hockey App and create in get Hockey App to automatically create bugs or new issues for you to work on as well. So that's closing the loop between dev and ops. Great. So this is module 2 that we're in now. The first module, if you haven't seen it, go and check it out. We just go through what the application looks like. We have a PCL application project that's the shared one. And then we have an iOS, an Android, and a Windows application, that UWP application, that will share the same code. And we're now in module 2, as you can see there. The end-to-end project that we have here is, you can see on the left, we have the Xamarin and Visual Studio with the UWP and Android, and then there's an iOS app in there as well. We ran that against a simulator in the first module. And then now we're gonna cover actually taking that code in from Git, a Git repo that we have in VSTS, building that and then running the build and test coverage inside Visual Studio Team Services. And that will create the package of the Android app that we want to then do something with that. You could just stop there or continue deploying it to Hockey App and deploy it to your beta testers. All right, so I'll switch to my demo machine here. And duplicate, okay. And now we have my demo machine here, and I'll go into Visual Studio. I've already signed in as my account here. So let's have a look at my subscriptions. I have this existing Visual Studio Team Services subscription. And if you didn't do this as part of module 1, and have a look at the instructions that we have for this lab, because they take you through how to create a Xamarin account, how to build the application and upload the application code into Visual Studio Team Services here inside of a project. So I have it here in the code on this side. And then finally, how to create a build definition, and that's what we're doing now. So in this scenario here, the first thing that you would do is you can either use a hosted agent that Microsoft provides to you via Visual Studio Team Services. And the hosted agent is basically VMs that we have for you that will run the builds that you have in store. Or you can use an existing virtual machine, or if you have a few servers or a server that you want to use for doing the builds, then you can do that as well. The way that you get your own hardware or virtual machines to run the builds for you is that you install the Visual Studio Team Services build and release management agent on those machines. So I'll click here on the little wheel there. We'll go into the default collection level. And that under agent queues, you see that there's a link to download the agent. So if you download agent, that basically downloads a zip file that I already had on my machine here. And that zip file has the agent details that you need to start running the agent from on-premises. But once you have that file, make sure that you unblock it. If I go to downloads, say the previous one that I had downloaded, go to properties, unblock it. It will have a block. Let's do it with the actual one that I've just downloaded. Unblock here, click OK, and then you extract that to somewhere on your source. I'd recommend doing it on a very short folder from the as close as possible to the C drive. So in this case here, I have it under Build Workshop Agent, and then you can run that configure agent from PowerShell. So let's say if I run it again here, Windows PowerShell, run as administrator. Yes, I'll go to C, Build Workshops, Agent, and I can then run configure agent, and that will take me through configuring the agent. But in my case here, it's detected that I already have the agent, so you can I'll just skip this and terminate the job. Basically, once you're done with that, it's going to ask you to log in with your Visual Studio Team Services credentials and ask you which Visual Studio Team Services account you're connecting to. And in this case here, I have it running so we can see that that agent is there. So now I have my own computer running as the agent to build the solution for me. And also, I could take advantage of the hosted agent to do it for me as well. It's up to you. In this case here, because I'm on a Xamarin trial, and if you're on a Xamarin trial, you should do it as well. So just use your computer to be the build agent, because the trial won't activate it through the normal build steps if you're on the hosted agent. So in this case here, let's create a build definition to actually build the solution for us. So that Android application that we created with Xamarin in the first one. So I've browsed to my health clinic project, went into build, and now I'll start here by clicking the plus sign to create a new build definition. I'll start with the Visual Studio one because it already presets up a few things for us. And you can see here, there's quite a few different types of repository sources. It will be the Git repository that we have called Health Clinic, but on the same Visual Studio Team Services account that we have here, so it already finds that for us. And if I click Continuous Integration, that means that every time I make a change to the code and commit an update to the code to Visual Studio Team Services, it'll trigger a new build for us. So the last thing that I'll change here is the default agent queue. That's basically which queue will run it. So as we saw here, on the pools and queues that we have for computers to build our solution, I have both a hosted agent and a default one. So in my build, I'll just change that to the default because I want it to go to my computer to build. All right, so here we have the basic build steps that you would use to build a normal Visual Studio application. Sometimes it's good to point it at the actual solution file that you want. So in this case, the NuGet installer will restore all the NuGet packages on the solution. And I have a few solutions in the code in there that I don't really need to build at the moment. So I'll just point it at the right, the specific one, which is the demos native Xamarin apps. We'll do the same here for this build, the Visual Studio build, so that we want it to build that app there. The one thing that I'll do here is just to show you is add a Xamarin activation step. So if you let me find it here. It's under utility, Xamarin license, and close. And I'll put that just before build. So if you're building it and it requires a Xamarin license, you can just put it here. And we'll say Xamarin user and then Xamarin password. So basically, this is a notation to tell Visual Studio Team Services that your values are actually in a variable. So if we go to variables here, let me copy this value here. I'll add a new variable called Xamarin user, and then you could add a second variable called Xamarin password, right? And if you type in an actual password there, you can click the little lockbox so that it doesn't show the actual value for you, which is pretty cool. We don't need it because we're running it on our own on my own machine here, and it doesn't need this step. But if you are building using the hosted agent, then you do need to set up both a Xamarin License Activate and a Xamarin License Deactivate. So I'll remove this step here. And of course, the deactivate is exactly the same. So if I added the task again, just so that we can see it, you will just switch it to deactivate. And I recommend that you click the always run. So just in case it activated the license in a step before the build and then the build fails, it would still run this one to deactivate it so that you don't keep using any license that you don't need to, that you're already done with, right? So that's the Xamarin license activation and how to use variables, I guess. So that can be used throughout your whole definition here. The next one is Visual Studio Tests. So the only thing I'll change here is to say unit test, because we have a few other solutions that have test in the name, and I just want to build a unit test one that we created there. And I'll hit save so that we can save our solution. And I'll call it Xamarin.android. And then, of course, you can name your solutions appropriately depending on what you want to do. And then nothing in here is telling it to build the actual Android package into an APK file. So we're restoring NuGet packages and building the solution. So let's add a final another step here called Visual Studio Build. And I'll move that up to right after our tests. And then I'll point it at our actual Xamarin Android project, the CS proj. And finally, I'll tell it to sign Android package. So that's an MS build argument to tell it to sign the package for us. And basically this is using a developer certificate to just create an APK that we can use. So I'll save that. And of course, you don't have to use this. You can also use the real Android signing task as well. So you could build it with Visual Studio Build and then create the Android package here and then tell it to sign it here if you have an actual key store that you want it to sign with. So you have that option there as well. And then finally, instead of telling it, the final bits here is to copy the files to a stage in the directory and then make that file available for release management, or if someone wants to go and download the actual output of your build, we have a few options here. So the more common one here is copy files. And what I'll change it to is instead of copying everything from the build, the bin directory, I'll just look for signed.apk. And that's basically going to get the APK that our Visual Studio build task created and copy that file over to that target directory there. I'll save it again. And then this task here is pretty much configured to copy the files over to the output. So we're pretty much ready to run this build. So you can click queue build. Of course, if you were still working on the code, if you commit the code, it would trigger because we clicked the continuous integration tick box. But now you can see it's connecting to my computer, to my own dev box here, the agent room 6 build 2016, and restoring the NuGet packages, pretty much just like we did when we built from Visual Studio. Building your solution and running the tests after this, and if the test fail, it would also fail the test. And you might remember from the first one, there was one test that was failing actually, so it should fail with that same test here. And that would be pretty good for us to just have a look at what that looks like from the output of our build. All right, running the tests. Oh no, I think we fixed the code before before it was committed, so it passed, so that's all right. And then now it's at that step where we told it to create the APK file for us. And once it builds the APK for us, of course we have it set with a developer certificate, like I mentioned before. So you can deploy that from your development box. But if you were deploying to then build it and deploy it to the store, you would use your actual certificate and just get it available for your build machine. So finally, it finished creating and built successfully. You can see here that it found one file locally that it copied and made it available. So if we go back to our build here, you see that it ran 24 tests on the right, and all 24 passed. If any of them had failed, it would have showed as a fail. And then you can go into the test tab here just to see all of the ones that passed and all the ones that failed. If any of them failed, you could even create a bug for that test and assign it to someone, saying, "Oh, I know that Thiago is the one that worked on this feature. I'll have him fix that for us." And then finally, from the summary here, you can see that there's an artifacts tab, and that gives us a place for us to download the application or the output if we want. So let's click that. Let's click the download, or if you want to explore, you can also just check out what files are there. And it's basically an APK file, right, in there. So let's download this here. Have a look at the APK that it created. It's getting that for us. And we can just browse to it and see that we have that signed APK. So with this, you can use the Android command line to check out what the APK file looks like and etc. So one thing that we'll notice if we have a look at the build here, it would have built it, but it's always building it with the same version number for the our app. And usually you want it to follow, you know, to your app to have the same version number as, say, the build number that created it. So one way to do that, you would go to Xamarin Android, your build definition, edit it, and under general, instead of having the build format to be a date, we would actually change that so that it's following a different format. So we would say 1.0, and then an automated count, right? So that would start changing our builds to have, instead of that format, 2016-03-21, it would actually start 1.0.1, 1.0.2 every time you run the build. Now, how do we get that number to show up inside our Android app itself, in the version of it? So one way is, let's see if I have it here. One way is to add a test called version assemblies. And the location where you get that is from the marketplace. So there's a little marketplace icon at the top there. And if you browse the marketplace, you can have a look at all of the offerings that you have, including Hockey App, Octopus Deploy, Perfecto Mobile is a great solution as well for testing against mobile applications. So you should definitely check that out. And there's one extension here that's called Collins ALM Corner with a few pretty interesting tasks. So if you install that on your account, you can say continue and then confirm. That would install. But of course, I've already installed this extension to my solution, so I don't have to run it again. But just so that you can see where that how that is installed. Okay, so now if we go back here and add that, then we have it here under version assemblies. I'll add that one. I'll move it up just before we start building things. And now we just have to find the actual location where we have. So your different applications will have different files that determine what the version of whatever you're building is. So in Android, it's usually under properties. So that file there, android-manifest.xml. So set the folder to properties and android-manifest.xml. And we did change our build. We did change it so that it is a different pattern. So this one was looking for the regular pattern. And we actually just want the number that it will be increasing every time it builds. So what you need to change here is there's a few things that we need to change. The default one is set for the Windows app, so we will set it for this new Android one. Just a sec. Here we go. So what we will do is set it to, let's find a number. And if you're familiar with regex patterns, you'll see we'll find a number, a dot, another number, and a dot. And then we'll have another group for another number, and then we're done, right? So it'll be 1.0 dot the increasing number. Then under advanced, we can say we want this to match that first group. And we want it to search for version code equals D plus and replace it with have a prefix of version code equals quote. So it's basically going to go look for that file, Android manifest, in that folder, search for version code equals, and then find, replace this bit with whatever is that part of our build. So basically we're replacing the version with the increasing number. So let me save this and queue a new build. And then we can have a look at once it's built to see what version number is set. So we can see up here already that the build is now being called 1.0.1, which tells us that it's picking up the new numbering format that we want. All right, so now that it's gone past this bit, you can see that it picked up the build number and it set it to the specific 1.0.1. We can also double check, because we're not using the hosted agent, we can see here in the agent itself where it would have set the version for us. So the source folder, source here, Android, properties, Android manifest. If I open that file up, we can see that it's now set it to 1, right? So for every time we run the build, this will keep increasing and increasing, and then setting the actual Android package version to the right number as well. This way you can keep tabs on, you know, which build came with which APK file, just in case you need to go back and see what happened in that specific build that might have made something fail. With that, I think that's pretty much it for this module. Don't forget to go and check out the first one if you haven't already, just to see what we're actually building here. And then stay tuned for the next one where we're going to take this and deploy it to our application via Hockey app as well. All right, I think that's it. Thank you.